A disproportionate number of people have been telling me that I gotta get my colon blow check done. Get to get my colonoscopy because, of course, I am 50 now. So several people have been telling me, so you're gonna go get the big test? I guess, mind you, it's been 50 years, and for the amount of things that have been stuffed up my ass, I'm sure there's a bottle cap or two that's left behind up in there, so I guess I gotta get that checked. Big Fatty got his checked recently. Speaking of Big Fatty...
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty! Online!
For the amount of things that have been stuffed up my ass.
Well, hello everyone, it is Fat One, and this is episode 2433 of the BFO for Thursday, the 11th of May 2017. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show!
Y'all, I got some voice letters and. Can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it! We hear it! We hear it! Yes! Hello, Glovies! Big Fatty, going old school. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. Let me tell you, y'all, I gotta tell you. I've slept okay. The past couple of nights, but y'all, I have picked up a horrible, just a horrible, horrible habit, and y'all, that habit is I'm waking up at 5:30 a.m. in the morning, and you know my coffee pot goes off at 6:25 a.m. in the morning. Well, y'all, I try very hard not to look at my phone to see what time it is, so that I can just go back to sleep and sleep until the coffee maker wakes me up. But y'all, I fail terribly, horribly. And I look, and it's 5:30 a.m. in the morning. Well, then, you know, you got to check the Twitty, and you got to see if you've got any dental hygienist appointments or anything like that. And then, y'all, I roll back over. And I just can't do it. I just cannot go back to sleep. I mean, I may doze off a little bit, but to go back to sleep, Big Fatty, it just comes with age.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Today, the 11th of May, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birthday. Y'all, the first, yeah, I get confused on this one every year, and y'all, it's Chuck Chapman, and I think Chuck Chapman was the gay cowboy up in the New Hampshire, but I'm never sure of it, and I think I may be wrong. Big Fatty, you were wrong once back in the 70s, but you were actually right, so no harm done, but anyway, and I don't even know if Chuck Chapman still listens. Big Fatty, who does? Well, I don't know, anyway, we're going to assume that Chuck Chapman does. Chuck, if I've got it all wrong, please forgive me. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, he's I'm sure he's very excited because that there's some sort of singing competition. I don't remember the name of it over there in the UK right now. It's like a urine vision or something like that. Big Fatty, that sounds like people watching people tee-tee. Well, I don't, it's like, maybe it's Eurovision. Big Fatty, I like urine vision better. But y'all, it is none other. He used to be in the UK, but now he's up there in the Scotland. Y'all, is that Steve in Scotland? Big Fatty. Y'all, if you see Chuck Chapman or Steve in Scotland on the Twitty or the Face, y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. I've got some aliens here. Well, I've got one alien, Ick the alien, here. And apparently, well, you see, they wanted to be part of the haiku competition, but apparently there's a problem. I'll let them explain.
On our planet, haikus are banned. They are considered evil, and so we are not able to write them.
So, alas, Ick realises that he won't be able to contribute to the haiku competition. Whilst we're here, Ick has written a couple of limericks. Apparently, limericks are all the rage up in space. So, Ick and I have written a couple of limericks that are Big Fatty inspired and related. So, but I'm going to get Ick to read them because it sounds funnier when read in a high voice. Okay, Ick, go ahead.
There once was a fellow named Fatty whose listeners were all kind of batty. As an expression of art, he deliberately fart, then would pop out a weirdly shaped patty.
Vulgar!
Very good. We've got one about poodle as well. Oh. Go ahead.
There once was a poodle, a lady.
Oh.
Not a dog. Don't be mean. You're so shady.
No.
She's gorgeous. A queen. Quite a diva serene.
Yes.
But she's lovely, so don't be afraidy.
Yes.
Okay, sure. Not sure about that last rhyme.
Don't be afraidy. Yes.
Okay, Big Fatty, I hope you liked our limericks.
Lovely.
Sorry they weren't haikus. Can we do a limerick competition?
Sometime. Oh,
please.
Big Fatty.
We love limericks.
And limericks.
We'll see.
Okay.
Maybe we'll convince him later in the year.
Yes. We love poodle. Hi.
Big Fatty. Well, first of all, y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. Yes, Big Fatty, we love the Shy Yeti. And Ick, Big Fatty, after your limerick, I can understand why he's called Ick, because that was icky. okay, and, Shy Yeti and Ick, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your limericks. Big Fatty, the word limerick, questionable, especially if your first name is Lemma. You get it? Lemma, Lick, Big Fatty, it's Lick, Rick, whatever.
Part, it's bacon. I'm calling with a recipe. It's called a vegetable lunch. So what you do is you cut up an avocado, you cut it in half, and then you cut up half and you put it in a container, and then you cut up a bell pepper into quarters, and then you put a quarter of the bell pepper in with the avocado. And if it sounds like I'm walking, it's because I am. I'm pacing in my office because I'm Fitbitting. But anyway, you cut that bell pepper up, you put it in the container, and then when you eat them together, like you put a piece of each in your mouth at the same time and chew it, and it's marvelous. So anyway, then the other thing I have is celery and baby carrots, and you do the same there. You take a bite of the celery and you take a bite of the carrots, and you know, I got this tooth in the upper top right side, those two molars in the back, And celery always gets caught back there. But anyway, I'm going to Gardens of the Galaxy after work today. Well, not really after work because I get off work at 3, but I'm going to the movie at 4. So it's kind of right after work. But anyway, I'm going to eat popcorn. And when I go to the theater and I eat popcorn, I take dental floss with me because I cannot stand having popcorn in my teeth. But anyway, okay, I'm exhausted. All right, well, this is the May call. So let's see. My sassy friends are coming from Rapid City this weekend, so that'll be fun. Next week is dance recital. The following week, on May 24th, I'm kicking off an extremely intense diet and exercise program and regimen. I was going to say regime, but that's like a Donald Trump word, whereas I meant regimen as in schedule. And the big wedding is July 14th, so we are getting horribly close. So we're at, what, 45, 51, 58, 59, 60, 64, 70, 70 days until the wedding, right? So 21, 51, and 4 is 65. What the heck? How was I counting? All right, goodbye. July 14th. Oh my God, that's so funny. Okay, thank you, Patty Bacon. That's what I called for, to tell you, Patty Bacon, excellent job on the haikus. Haiku's cousin. Okay. Hola.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fatty, what were all those numbers she was at? I don't have any idea what all those numbers were. In fact, I'm not even sure she knows what all those numbers were. And Big Fatty, I did not know that little Bacon Bits was getting married. I don't think Bacon Bits is getting married. You mean Miss Bacon's getting married? No, I think this is a Son of Bacon. Oh, Son of Bacon, is that? Yes, okay, well, there you have it. I hope it's a sizzling wedding. Yes, Big Fatty, you see how I said sizzling to make it sound like it had something to do with bacon? Big Fatty, I'm just so clever.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty and Lazzy Battler, and I'm phoning in with an entry to your Karate Do competition. Ready? Go. There once was a man from Kakalaki who ate so much bacon, he was fatty. He had his most favorite listener caller ever in the entire universe and history. His name was Scotty. Eat more bacon and sit on the potty. Okay, thank you. Good entry. Bye.
Oh, Big Fatty, what the hell? I think that Larry Potter train was coming to pick him up or something. Big Fatty. Well, first of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. But Scotty, that sounded a little bit more like a limerick rather than a haiku. But I will defer judgment. I will defer judgment to Mr. Cackle and Dr. P on that, but regardless, thank you for calling. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Hollywood. I thought it'd be cool to have a theme song when I called, too. You know. I was calling because I wanted to put in, well, of course, we all want you to do the Pride 48 summer event. I think that just kind of went without saying. But I was calling because I think the Game Night guys should do it. And I feel like everyone agrees with me on that one, too. Because I know Ryan and Curtis are listening to the show. So, guys, come on. You got to do it. They were the ones that got me into listening to podcasts. They were the ones that got me into listening to Big Fatty. I mean, Big Fatty, you do a pretty good job of filling the hole that they left when they stopped. But there was two of them. I mean, that's a pretty big hole to leave. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Love you.
So, y'all, that is my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan. Yes, Big Fatty, did he say he has a big hole that needs filling? Big Fatty, where's the special trap? Dan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And you'll have to tell me how your theme song relates, because Big Fatty is I'm not getting it. Big Fatty, no one's surprised there. But Dan, since you brought it up, we do have some updates to the Pride 48 weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, you know, that old Crooked Hat sent out a reminder e-letter on Monday, and y'all got a huge response from that. Y'all also adding their names to the list for the Pride 48 weekend. Y'all, it's the return of the Big Silly Homo with that Donna Sugars. Oh, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, we love Donna Sugars. That secretly timid little show with John and Nan and all are coming back for the Pride 48 weekend. Y'all, old Stinkpot. Yes, Big Fatty, I bet his ears were burning. Has signed up for the old smell cast. Y'all, Sarah. Sarah has signed up. Now, y'all, I don't know who Sarah is, but I'm looking forward to hearing from her. It's Sarah Talk has signed up. Y'all, the Ramble Retweet has signed up. Y'all, Christian and Farrell from over there at the Pleased to Meet You has signed up. And there's one last little show that has signed up. Don't forget, tomorrow's the last day for shows to sign up. And Dan, you'll be happy to know the Game Night Gals has signed up. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East during my lunch hour. Y'all, they had Bayfren, the special Bayfren on sale for $2 off, plus I had a coupon. Y'all, I got a couple of onions, I got some fresh broccoli, I got some gorgonzola cheese, and some whole mushrooms. Y'all, I'm gonna cook some of those on the grill, I think, this weekend. Y'all, I was running low on a yellow mustard, and it was buy one, get one free. Y'all, the bagged solids were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they also had the Haagen-Dazs ice cream bars, buy one, get one free, and the English muffins, buy one, get one free. And y'all, I got my Southern Cobb solid. Y'all spent $36.10, but I saved $22.03. Big Fatty, you did really, really well this week. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, Larry Cly. Larry Cly and a friend of his are off to the New York City. New York City! I think they went looking for salsa or something. So, y'all, they're going to be up there coming back on Sunday. They're trying to go see that that $10 bill show. I think it's about it's some kind of Hamilton or something. I don't know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Faye Driver from over there at the Pink Wing Nuts. And Faye Driver, how's your butt doing?
For the amount of things that have been stuffed up my ass.
Oh, you just keep trying. That Justin Bieber will be by soon.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.